escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We were about 8 minutes away from talking to the manager of those New York Mets. Unfortunately, it's in the midst of a rut right here. Lost 7 of 8. Starting to have that division slip away from them a little bit here. Some issues, whether it's the inconsistencies of the offense, the lack of length from the starters. When are they going to call up some of these younger guys? We'll try to get as much insight as we possibly can from Mendy ahead of their afternoon game today as they look to avoid the sweep and salvage the final game of the three-game set against the Guardians. Let's get back to the calls here before we get Mendy on. Hector in Washington Heights, who's been pestering me with texts since last night. Hector, what's up?
Fortunately, it's in a
what's going on, brother? Listen, man, I'm surprised. And good job by you. Good job by Mendy on an afternoon game. He's coming on 2 hours before. Mendy, good job. Now, what I don't like is this imposter we've had on. Where's the real Sal? You know that all of us Mets fans are counting on you today, and the last thing we want to hear is rational Sal has showed up today. No, you can be professional, but we need hard-hitting Sal Licata today. Please.
I got you, but let me tell you something. Like, this is not me faking. It's just truly how I feel. To a point, Hector.
Oh, God.
It's to a point where I actually...
And I want to talk about the hitting coaches with you real quick.
I got you. It's to a point where I actually surprised myself where I'm like, why aren't I? Like, I'm obviously frustrated that they're losing, but it's more like, man, they're missing an opportunity. I'm not angry with what's going on. It's just like, I'm actually surprised at what's going on. What are you going to do? Go nuts that Soto's not hitting? I mean, I expect him to hit. I expect Lindor and Alonso to hit consistently with Soto. So I think they'll figure out the pitching. I'm just not at a point where I don't believe in the team. I do still believe in them. That's why I'm not going off the... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I believe in the team. You know, I'm a fool. I believe until you can't believe no more, and I still believe.
Well, you
and BT made fun of me. Well, you and BT made fun of me a couple of years ago at a game because I was still rooting, and you guys, what are you rooting for? It's done. And I, you know, so, anyways, here's my problem, Sal, with these hitting coaches, right? And I think they both should be gone. And I think they should bring in Carlos Beltran as an interim hitting coach, and we'll figure out a permanent hitting coach in the offseason. Because how do you bring in someone, and I agree with you, they're not telling Juan Soto anything. If anything, when Juan Soto comes in the beginning of the season, they ask, hey, Juan, what do we need to do to make you comfortable? I agree with you on that. But here's my problem. You bring in Juan Soto, right, who is known as a very patient hitter, someone who knows the strike zone, blah, 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 and all that good stuff. And what do we hear all the time? I've heard it. I've read it. I've heard it from Mendoza. I've read it from the hitting coaches. I've read it from the players. We're trying to do controlled aggression. We're trying to swing early in the count. We're trying to do this. Well, that doesn't vibe with your best hitter. Maybe that's why he's uncomfortable. And then what kind of information are we feeding these hitters? Why do they go up there? And more often than not, they're swinging at pitchers' pitches instead of swinging at their pitches. This is what I don't understand. And this is why I can't take these hitting coaches anymore. Because early on, I was like, you know what? No, it's not them. It's all these players. But we continue to see the same thing over and over. And I can't.
I'm sorry, Hector, to cut you off there. I should just let you finish. But that is...
This is your show, brother.
Yeah, well, thank you. Actually, thank you for reminding me. And on that note, see you later, Hector. Get out of my way. I got the Mets manager coming up. No, I think you bring up a good point. I just don't believe in hitting coaches being that much of a difference. And if it is on the hitting coach, if you're saying, well, you don't like the approach, you don't like what the hitting coach is saying, that's an organizational thing. That's not an individual. Eric Chavez was hired by design. Now, if they decide to make a change at some point in the offseason, whatever, that's going to be by design. Saying, okay, well, we don't like the way that the results are going here, but we want to bring in a guy that the organization feels is going to be best for their philosophy to get the hitters to apply that. That's what it's become. It's not just, hey, hire an old-school hitter. I mean, this is not Bruce Bochy like he hired Brett Boone, who wanted less of the analytics, less of the iPads. They were talking about that during the broadcast last night, Cone and Rucco, how, you know, Boone's not a guy who's going to be showing the hitters Brett Boone. It's not going to be a guy who's showing the hitters iPads during the game. He's going to be talking about hitting, watching the game. What'd you see? It's a different philosophy that the Texas Rangers have versus what some of these other teams have. So we've heard this for years with Alderson when he was here with the Mets. It's going to be the same thing now. I don't think Chavez is a bad hitting coach. Better yet, whether he's a good hitting coach, bad hitting coach, I think it's on the players. Did Chavez do something different to unlock Pete Alonso this year, or did Pete Alonso do it? Did Juan Soto forget how to hit until June, and then all of a sudden Chavez reminded him, and then he forgot how to hit again? Like, no, it's on Juan Soto. Coaches, managers, they could only do so much, especially when you're talking about hitting coaches. Like, what are they supposed to do? The biggest thing to me that a hitting coach maybe would be able to do is the mental aspect of things. Hey, you know, trying to figure out how to, especially with the Mets, with the runners in scoring position issue that they've had, in particular Soto, mentally making sure that they're comfortable and not putting too much pressure on themselves. I'm not really sure how he's going to be a psychologist? Mike is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Sal? Things are not looking too good. Phillies are going to run away with this division. I mean, it's supposed to work out with these guys that, you know, one of them pick up the slack when the others can't come through, but they're all slumping at the same time. But I think it's in your hands, Sal, to turn this season around. You got to tell Mendy and get in his face that we can't see another Montas start. We need to call one of these guys up. Sproul, McLean, Tong, anyone. We got to stop wasting time, Sal. It's on you.
Yeah. Don't put it on me, Mike. I don't want any pressure on me. It's on him.
Pressure.
What are you saying? No pressure. I'm getting his face.
Save us.
Yeah, come on. Thank you for the call, Mike. Now, I'll ask about McLean and Sproul. I'm not getting in anybody's face. What are you, crazy? Especially Mendy. Here's all you need to know about Mendy. He's the man. He's accountable. He understands that part of the criticism or part of the job is taking some of the criticism. And, you know, when you come on losing 7 of 8, it's not going to be, he's making it hard on me. It's not going to be an overwhelmingly positive interview because the Mets have been scuffled a little bit. I want to get some answers here. But, no, it's not on me. Come on, you can't, I don't want another Mets season on me. You already hung 2022 on me and that collapse. I want nothing to do with that. I would go as far as to say it's not even on Mendy. It's on the players. For years, our argument or our frustration with the Mets organization was that they didn't have the players. Go get this guy. We need this. Go get that. We need that guy. Like, that's the argument for so many years. Please spend more money. Do this, do that. They've done that. And they had success last year. And now the expectations were raised this year. And they've had success this year. But they've got the players. They've got the horses. Those guys just got to, you know, in Soto's case, remember who he is and go nuts. And by the way, as long as the Mets make the playoffs and Soto figures out in October, this will all be forgotten. Like, we'll be good to go. Maybe that's why I'm being rational here or patient. Because I do believe that that's going to be the case. But it's not like, they didn't do enough at the deadline. Or, yeah, of course you always want more. But I'd still take my chances with this ball club. They're still right there behind. Okay, they're right there with the Phillies. 2.5 games back, that's fine. The Phillies have been hot. They won 3-0. Mets lost 3-0. It happens. Who's to say that it couldn't happen the other way now, starting today? All of a sudden, Mets win, Phillies lose, and then things are back in good graces. Now, I'm trying to be logical and positive and practical about things. I don't want to jump off the handle and be irrational. But you're making it hard on me, Mendy. Come on. You lost 7 of 8. I want to talk to you under better circumstances.
What's up, Sal?
How are you, my friend? What's going on?
Here we are, man, grinding, you know. Like you say, hasn't been easy. It's not fun at all, but, you know, we got to keep going. We got to keep finding ways to, you know, turn things around here, you know. And we will. We will. You know, got a lot of good players. Got to get them going.
How have you handled adversity? You've been dealt it really right from the get-go last year, 0-5. Hey, welcome to managing, right? Managing in New York, big leagues, pressure, all this stuff, 0-5 right out of the gate, not to mention the other issues. You've had other spurts even this year. How have you been able to handle adversity and keep the club in line to where you always respond after these ruts?
Yeah, look, I mean, you just consistency, you know, with the personality, with the coaches, and then the relationship with the players, you know, you keep communicating, keep having conversations with them, keep connecting, getting feedback from players, from coaches, and also understanding that you're going to go through stretches where it's not easy. We haven't been playing well for quite a bit now. We know that, and we're doing everything that we can possibly could be doing right now, looking at everything.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Individually, collectively, to get things going here.
What do you think is the biggest issue with your club right now?
No, we've just been inconsistent. We haven't been able to put everything together, you know, whether it's starting pitcher, whether it's offense, you know, defensively, we haven't been able to complete plays in key moments. So we just been inconsistent overall. You know, it seems like there's days where, you know, we get the big hit with runners in scoring position, which has been a topic. It's been a struggle, you know, pretty much for the most part of the year. Then when we do get the hits, we don't get a quality start, or we make a defensive play. We don't make a defensive play. So we just haven't been able to put a complete game on a consistent basis, and we got to start doing that.
I know you guys were built to be a balanced team, but really the offense, you were built to score a ton of runs. That hasn't happened. Why the inconsistency with the offense this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tricky one there, because when you look at our lineup and when you're looking at our position player groups, it's like, man, that's the quality. And you look at, you know, we can sit here and say, look at the back of the baseball card, look at all the numbers, what they do. But the reality is we haven't been able to put a consistent streak where, you know, hey, everyone is clicking. You know, we could, you know, I feel like there were times where we're talking about the bottom of the lineup. Now we're talking about the top of the lineup. It's just weird, especially when we're talking about guys like Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Nemo, who's, you know, they're great players. They're great hitters. And usually, you know, a guy or two will struggle and then the other two will pick the other two up. The, you know, they went through a stretch where all four of them were struggling and, you know, it's hard. So I like where Lindor is at for the past three or four games. Pete is showing, you know, some signs to getting back to his, you know, the way he started it. I like where Soto, the past couple of games, there's some adjustments there with his swings, his setup. So he's taking better swings there. And Nemo's had a couple of tough games this series against the Guardian. But look, man, 1 through 9 or whoever's in the lineup, we got to be better. And we understand that. And like I said, we're doing everything in our power to get these guys going.
Is there something, you think it's a mental thing? When you talk about the runners in scoring position, especially with Soto, and we're all just expecting it to click at some point, but is there something that you or Chavez do to try to get them out of the funk or get their mind right? Or you just sit back and say, hey, they know what they're doing, especially with those big four, and leave them alone?
No, we're not. We don't ever just sit back and say, oh, hoping that, you know, they're too. No, we're having conversations. We're watching film, whether it's approach, how pitchers are attacking us, or, you know, I mean, Soto in this case that we're talking about. We continue to, you know, be deep there. He's like, what are we doing, you know? But I know it's about results, but look, man, like, last night's the perfect example. We got bases loaded, one out, Lindor at the plate. He hits a bullet up the middle. It's 105. And I know that we want results, but what are you supposed to tell the batter? Hey, go get a bloop single. You know, it's like, you get a good pitch, you know, you get a good pitch and you hit it hard. After that, it's out of your hand. And that, you know, we saw it last night. Lindor 3 at bat, and I'm not making excuses because, you know, we all want it. You know, we want the results. The players want the results. You know, they, at times they get tired of coming back to the dugout and eight people are telling them, great swing, stay right there. It's like, man, like I want a broken bat single, you know. But how do you do that? You know, like, you control, you know, getting a good pitch, putting a good swing, hitting the ball hard. So, you know, it's frustrating at times because, you know, baseball is a crazy sport. But look, man, staying positive, continue to push these guys. And again, we got a lot of good hitters, and this will turn.
We're talking with Carlos Mendoza right now ahead of his game today. Mets, Guardians. Mets looking to salvage the final game of that three-game series. What's the holdup here with McClain and Sproat? I mean, you guys need some length out of your starters. Can we anticipate those guys coming up soon? Where are we at with that?
Yeah, look, man, they continue with their development. They're throwing the ball well in AAA. They continue to make improvement in some of the areas that we continue to ask them. And they're putting themselves in a position where, hey, man, like, we're here. We're watching. But we also got, you know, some arms here that we're counting on them. You know, we build this rotation and guys are healthy now and we need these guys. So it's always good to have those guys there waiting. But at the same time, we're counting on the guys that we got on our current roster.
Well, then how are you going to get length? Because I know Holmes, and I didn't disagree with the decision the other day, taking him out after 5 innings. Maybe that's what he is at this point. Is Senga more than a 5-inning pitcher? Is Manaea at this point? Like, you're up against it here with these guys who you need some length from, Mendy. How are you going to change that?
Yeah, look, man, I mean, every day, every game is different. There's going to be days kind of like last night where I'm going to be more aggressive, especially with the way our bullpen is set up now. Off days around, you know, the schedule. But then we're gonna be facing a stretch here where we're playing 6 games in a row, and we're going to need the length from them at times, you know. But, you know, the situations, like I said, every game, every day will be different. I thought like last night, we were set up perfectly back there. Play, you know, going 5 innings, 75. It was good. But when you know, first time through the order, He was pretty dominant yesterday. The second time, they made some adjustment, and I just didn't want to take any chances with them facing them, facing Clay on a third time through. We had Soto, we had Rogers, we had those guys, and I was aggressive. With Sean, Sean was really good the other day for five innings. It was like, man, 58 pitches, dominating, and then in that one inning got away from him. I feel like Kodai is working through some mechanics issues that he's fixing, and man, he's one of our top guys, so we want to continue to count on him, and he'll step up. But again, overall, you know, I feel good with the guys that we got here, and I'm pretty confident that they'll take the next step here in the final 2 months and hopefully deep into October.
You guys mentioned that Saturday Montas is going to take his he's going to pitch in his on his normal day, but he might be behind an opener. How would that help Frankie Montas if you have him behind an opener? Where's your confidence at with him right now?
Yeah, look, man, we just trying to get creative here with him. You know, usually the strategy of an opener is that way the starter doesn't have to face him potentially three times through. So we got an off day before that series and an off day after that series that is going to allow us to be a little bit more aggressive with the bullpen. So, you know, whether it's one time through the order, you let him face that lineup. And depending how he's doing, you want to be more aggressive or not. That's kind of like where we at, but there's also a chance that he starts the game. We got it, you know, we got Kodai starting on Friday, and depending on where we are bullpen-wise, going into Saturday's game, we have that decision.
At what point, Mendy, do you value defense over offense? It feels like right now, whether it's Beatty, whether it's Vientos at third, that's what drove me nuts the other night. Mauricio, to me, is the best defensive third baseman you have. I like the flexibility of having Acuna on the roster. Obviously, he's sent down. Is there a point that you're going to say, you know what, we need to value defense more so than the potential offense in Beatty or Vientos?
Yeah, we value the defense. I mean, that's a huge part of our game and our team. Like, you know, we got to be able to play good defense behind our pitching staff. I feel like Beatty's been really good defensively. Mauricio, like you say, man, he's been unbelievable. And I'm trying to mix and match here as much as possible, you know, trying to put defenders, trying to create some offense. You know, Acuña obviously wasn't getting playing time here, and we needed him to get playing time. That's why we sent him down. But yeah, it's kind of like a puzzle here that I'm working day in and day out, not only offensively looking what's the best matchup, but putting guys in a position to have success.
How did you set a culture of accountability when you first came over? It's my favorite thing about you. You laid the groundwork right out of the gate. How were you able to do that?
Yeah, look, man, you set out expectations and standards, you know. You start, you know, with the connection and the relationship and just letting the players know what we're here for. You know, you earn the trust from the players, and then when it's time to have those tough conversations, you have them, and they know it's coming from a good place, but also holding each other to high standards, you know, and expectations. That's what, since day one, with David, Stearns, myself, Steve, coaches, and then just the players, especially, you know, from the leadership position, you know, it's like, hey, man, like, there's a way to do things here. Their expectations, their high standards, and we're going to hold each other accountable to it.
Do you have different expectations this year? You guys feeling, is the team feeling any different pressure with the raised expectations versus last year?
I mean, there's always high expectation. It's New York, so you know how it is. Last year, you know, I know outside of this building, people didn't think much of our team, but, you know, we knew we had a good team, and this year's not different. You know, we added Soto, we added a lot of different pieces, and, you know, our goal is to win a championship. So, you know, there's always expectation. There's high expectations here, and we have to embrace those.
Yeah, I mean, look, and if you don't, you know what's coming your way, Mendy. You're right, it's New York. You're going to get ripped. We got to win this division here. Come on, my friend, we got to get this going.
It's part of it, Saul. I mean, we understand, and that's what, you know, me personally, I love this challenge, especially here in New York. I know we have a passionate fan base. They want results. They care, and they're going to let us know. And, you know, we got to be better. We got to go out there. We understand that we have a responsibility, and we're doing everything in our power to, you know, get through this stretch. And like I said, man, like, I embrace this. It's not fun when you're going through it. It's not easy. But, hey, man, I believe in the guys that we have in this room, players, coaches. We have too much talent here, and I'm pretty confident that things will start turning around here pretty shortly.
Is this one of those where we'll just be happy to get in the postseason, or you want that division?
No.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I mean, we're going for the division, Saul. I mean, that's, you know, we're trying to be the best team in the National League. I know we got work to do, you know. We got to go out there, do it. But, yeah, the division, man, that's the goal.
You know, and you mentioned the fans, too, and we'll leave you with this. We do appreciate your time. I know it's game day. You got to get going. We got to get a win here, break this losing streak. But the fans, you know, New York can be tough. It also could be rewarding. You've seen the fans come out in droves. You've got to have had a nice home field advantage. How great has that been to get the support of the fan base this year out at Citi Field?
Yeah, it's great. It's a really good feeling. And even when we're not playing well, we continue to see the support from the fan base. You know, past couple of nights, you know, Monday night, Tuesday night, it's packed house. And it's a good feeling, you know, and that's what I'm going to go back and say, that we have a responsibility here. We got to go out there and we got to, you know, we got to put a show, you know, we got to go out there. We got to compete. And I know, like I said, the players are doing everything that in their power. They're working really hard, and, you know, it'll turn around. But it's definitely a good feeling coming home, playing here in Citi Field. And the expectations is that they continue to support us the last 2 months of the regular season and deep into October.
Hey, King Cohen did his job. You got the horses. You got to go get the job done now. You and these players here, let's finish the job here, Mendy.
That's right. It's on me. It's, you know, I'm the manager. It's on the coaching staff to continue to challenge these guys, push these guys, continue to teach, and get the best out of them. You know, we got to keep it fun while it's hard. But look, I like the way the guys are preparing. We just got to continue to make adjustments and get the results we want.
Yeah, and I believe they will be there as well, all kidding aside. And Carlos, thank you so much for the time. We know you're busy. I appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
Good
luck today and the rest of the way. We appreciate it.
All right.
There you go. There's Mendy right there. I mean, I feel like we hit him with enough of the stuff that's, you know, relevant right now. You know, he's not going to reveal all the moves that he's going to make, but they're going to try to figure something out different here with Frankie Montas on Saturday. If he doesn't get the job done, you could read between the lines. They're going to call one of the younger guys up. That's the plan that's in place. They got to start hitting. I don't know what more you could do. And they are hitting the ball hard, to his point, but I don't, you know, What are you going to say? Hey, go hit a blooper somewhere. No, but I don't like the issues while Soto's hitting the ball hard. Yeah, but he's hitting it right at people. Hitting one over the fence. But I think you heard it right there. He's accountable. That's the thing that I love about Mendy. Yeah, I saw him the other day. I went out there and was talking to him, was going to try to get him on the show, and obviously that's what happened. And he welcomes, you know, instead of some guys are like, oh, how could you criticize me? He welcomes it if it's warranted. If they're not playing well or he's not making the right decisions, he welcomes it. Hey, that's part of the job. That's how it should be. Hold me accountable. Just like when I held myself accountable the first time that we had him, I was like, Mendy, I'm sorry. For what? For calling you a Yankee lackey. I didn't know anything about you. You were Boone's bench coach. I don't want you. I don't want anything to do with the Yankees for the Mets manager. I was wrong. You're the man. But now he's got to get the job done. Got to start winning here. And I really do think that they will. If they don't, different conversation. Then it'll be, well, they didn't win, and then why is that the case? But they have the horses. Those guys just got to do their job. You know, it's always fun to be able to talk to the managers of these ball clubs. It's something that, you know, as a listener, we all know, as listeners of WFAN forever, it was a thing. Mike and Chris would have the Mets manager on, the Yankees manager on, whoever it may be, Bobby V, Art Howe, you know, over the years, and obviously Joe Torre for a long time, Joe Girardi. So BT and I have been fortunate enough to have Boone in or on a couple of different times, and it was the first time I got to talk to Mendy during the midday slot, which was nice. But, you know, look, really, there's only so much you're going to get out of him. I mean, he's not going to rip his players to shreds, not to us, but he did. To me, he was honest and accountable right there, which is all you could ask for. He went into explaining how they have built a culture of accountability. It starts with the top. You heard him mention Stearns and Cohen. There's not just Mendy going in there, you know, laying down the law. It starts at the top. You have to have guys that are held accountable. And the reason I ask that is because I know Mendy came from the Yankee organization, and he was the guy with the Yankees under Boone that would hold players accountable and be the tough love guy with Gleyber Torres in particular. We know that that was reported there. So, you know, just in talking to Mendy, I'm like, dude, this is, you know, stuff has gotten out of control here with the Yankees and the accountability and all that stuff. And, you know, those things have to be nipped in the bud early, obviously. So the Mets don't have that problem as far as the accountability. What they do have is an inconsistency problem. And it's hard when you don't have any answers. I mean, they're not just sitting back. You heard him. I flat out asked, do you leave those big guys alone and just let them go to work? Is there something you're trying to do? Is it a mental thing? You know, guys are hitting the ball hard, so what are you supposed to say? Somebody hits it hard into a glove, it makes an out. I mean, that's nothing you could do about that. Now, the pitching thing is different because, and I understand, like, I don't know why people have an infatuation, or Mets fans have an infatuation with trying to push Clay Holmes. That's not the guy that you're looking to push. Mendy, if he could, he would. He's the guy that manages with his eyes in accordance with the numbers as well. Like, he'll use both. But you're not going to push Clay Holmes, who hasn't been great as of late anyway. And clearly there's a drop-off in the third time through the order. And you have a loaded bullpen. So there's no need to push Clay Holmes. Holmes last night is not the issue. The issue is Senga still working on his mechanics. Manaea still building his way back to being a legitimate 6-7 inning pitcher. Once those things start to take form, then everything else will fall into place. You have to love their bullpen. I mean, you sit back, even though Rodgers gave it up last night, still, all right, one run. It's the offense last night. Pitching's not the problem. Helsley looks like a beast. Just the feeling of knowing you have the weapons like Diaz and Helsley to throw out there. Instead of it's just, okay, well, we got one inning to fire our best bullet. We better take advantage of it. Now you got two A-plus bullets in Helsley and Diaz. That is going to be an enormous advantage down the stretch here on into the postseason. It's the offense that has been the biggest thing for the Mets. It just hasn't been there. It's been bad for a month. We gave you the numbers before. It's been inconsistent throughout the course of the year, and nobody really knows why. The only guy that I could question and say, well, is Nimmo in fact that good? Because he's still, the jury's still out on what Brandon Nimmo is exactly. Is he a 270 hitter that's going to hit 20 home runs? Is he a 250 hitter that's going to get on base a lot and hit 25 home runs? Like, what is Brandon Nimmo? He's okay. He's solid, but he's been inconsistent. The other guys, we know what they are, and we know what they have been. Lindor, a perennial all-star, or should have been at least, and a great player in the league. Soto, obviously, again, should be a perennial all-star. Unfortunately, got snubbed somehow. No Soto, no Sal. But Soto is just not doing what he should be doing this year. Alonso has been a beast this year. Vientos has fallen off. Like, we know what the big guys should do and could do and have done. And we know what some of the younger guys that had the potential that shown flashes should be able to do, but they just haven't done it. Glenn is in Teaneck. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, Sal, how are you? I just listened to your interview with Carlos Mendoza. Sal, I don't know what Kool-Aid you're drinking. The Mets are going nowhere. They got the look of a legitimate loser. Hmm. All right. They got that look about them like 07 and 08. All right, where by the end of the year, you just want this team to be put out of their misery. Okay, I'm disgusted with the Mets right now.
Interesting.
Every game you watch it, and you're just like, all right, again, it's the same old story every night.
Yeah, no, to me, it's
not. I'm waiting for it to change.
To me, it's not. I mean, the Mets have played a lot of the times this year, Glenn, like the best team in baseball. I mean, that was a thing early on. Then they went into the funk June 13th. They've never really fully dug out of it, but they're finally healthy in that rotation. So, like, do you think Juan Soto stinks? Because he stunk right now. Do you think Juan Soto stinks, or do you think he's going to change?
No, Juan Soto's great.
Okay, so now when Juan Soto actually starts to perform, great. Don't you think that's going to change the way the Mets look?
No, it's their pitching.
You see, I don't think so. And thank you for the call. I mean, the pitching wasn't the problem last night. It was the offense. The offense has been the biggest culprit. Their bullpen is as good as maybe it's ever been as far as having the arms in that bullpen. One after another. So, like, some lesser than others, obviously. Diaz, Helsley, Rogers, Soto, Raley. Those are five guys that I have full confidence in to get the job done more often than not. Again, nobody's perfect. I fully trust those guys to get the job done. So I'm not worried about the bullpen. I need to see it come into effect when the Mets actually have a lead late in these games. They've been playing from behind or chasing or tied, whatever it may be. You know, last night it was tied. The bullpen gave it up. They need to score some runs. Lindor's look good. All right, Mendy said he's happy where he's at. Yeah, what about Soto? What about Nimmo? Nimmo, who's, you know, struck out, what, 7 of his last 8 times? That's not Nimmo's game. Now, again, guys go into slumps, but when they do, teams look bad. The Mets have lost 7 of 8. It started out as a sweep against the Padres. All right, you know what? Tough series. Got swept. It happens. Hard-fought series. Whatever. It wasn't like the Pittsburgh series. Then losing 2 out of 3 to the Giants. All right. Shouldn't have happened. Tough losses. You know, one of the two in particular should have won that game. Didn't. Okay, it happens. The two against the Guardians, very frustrating. Because Manaea was looking lights out. Still, the offense didn't do anything until it was too late. Down 5-0, then they score 5, and the Mets just couldn't get over the hump and win that game. And then, obviously, yesterday. So, I mean, you go through bad stretches. They've done this before. I feel like they'll turn it around. Ken is on Long Island. What's up, Ken?
Hey, how's it going, Sal?
Good. How are you, Ken?
I think, same thought as you. I think they're going to turn it around. Starts today. Pete's getting the record, or at least tying it today. And yeah. Then we're going to take 2 out of 3 Milwaukee and then turn in the ship and probably 6 out of the next, I'd say, 7.
Yeah, I mean,
Atlanta, Seattle, Washington.
Right, so Ken, we believe that that could happen. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen, but it's not like they don't have the potential. It's not, see, when I react, I can't speak for everybody, but when I react to things, it's never solely based on results. Which is why I'm not going nuts, which is why I didn't go nuts as far as the Yankees getting swept by the Marlins, which is why I didn't care necessarily or react at all to the Mets getting swept by the Padres. It was more about the deadline and the excitement around that at that time. And it's not always about the results if you believe that they have the right pieces to get things turned around. Baseball, we see it change series to series, week to week, month to month. Now, it's been a prolonged slump for the Mets bats. But all that it takes is for it to click once, as long as they make the postseason, which even with all the ups and downs this year, they're still in a good spot. They're 3 games in front in the, you know, in the final wild card spot right now. And they're only 2.5 games out of the division. So I'm not looking at the wild card. I'm just saying playoffs to me and the Mets, I haven't really thought about the Mets missing the playoffs yet. Really, I haven't thought about the Yankees missing the playoffs yet, although that's becoming a reality. If they get swept today, then Texas will have caught them as well. I still think they're going to make it, but at least that's been a part of the conversation. As far as the Mets, it's more about the division. But the consistent issue has been the lack of quality offense. That just takes one hot month or one hot stretch to change everything. And all they need to do is click at the right time going into October. So it's still there. Maybe that's why I'm not going nuts about it. Obviously, nobody likes losing 7 of 8. Mendy doesn't like it. You don't like it. I don't like it. But I still believe in the pieces that they have there. I don't have great belief in Vientos having a good year. I don't have belief in Beatty. I mean, I told you, I told the manager, I'd rather see Acuna up here. They say they value defense, but when Beatty's out there in Vientos instead of Acuna, that to me is valuing offense. I believe that Soto, Lindor, Alonso are a good enough trio that they could carry this team. Just has to happen at some point soon together. Otherwise, they're not going to win the division. Otherwise, they might not go far in the postseason.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
Hi, little three RQ. Three random questions is sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. Hoff, you'll have to do the honors with me this week. As we know, BT is on vacation. Number one. If someone is snoring loudly, do you wake them up or let them keep sleeping?
Well, from experience, my wife will always wake me up. And I hate that because then I don't have sleep.
Right.
So now you got one person who's up because they can't sleep because the person's snoring, and now I can't get sleep. So now there's two cranky people.
Right.
I think that you've got to figure out something else if you're the person hearing the snoring.
So if you're the person that is awake or somewhat awake while the other person is snoring, you think you just got to let it go and figure something else out.
It's your job. It's not my fault that you're a light sleeper, so you figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I've had this issue a little bit lately with my wife. And I don't know if I snore or not. I mean, I can't tell. And she's not bad, but it's enough to where, like, if I'm awake and I hear it, and I'm like, what do I do here? Because I hear it loudly, and it's impacting me. Now, I'm a nice husband, of course. I didn't wake her up. But if I did move around a little bit or tell the dog to get off the bed or pull the sheets a little too far, maybe that could wake her up by accident. But it's not me, you know, saying, hey, honey, can you cut it out? I got to go to sleep here and you're snoring too loudly.
See, there's a weird thing at night. I don't know how you are.
Yeah.
I'm a deep sleeper. You can't, yeah. Like if there was an earthquake, if there was one yesterday, if I was sleeping during it, I wouldn't wake up.
Really?
My wife just told me yesterday, she goes, hey, honey, I know that sometimes you do the dishes at 2 in the morning.
Mm.
Can you not do that because I hear it and you wake me up?
So she's a light sleeper. That's an issue.
A light sleeper, yeah.
No, I'm more of a deep sleeper, I think. And my wife as well. But it's just like if you hear, I have a sound machine or the fan or the noise with the AC going.
The sound machine's on in the room. With your wife snoring?
Yeah.
Or with somebody snoring?
No, my wife in this particular case. But it could be anybody. Like, I remember the loudest snorer that I've ever... Well, actually, my wife's cousin is pretty damn bad. Actually, my wife's cousin, I was going to say it's Moose, because Moose and I, we go to AC. Moose can saw some wood. Is that what he called?
Saw some wood?
Yeah, that what it's called?
I think so.
Yeah, he was a pretty good snorer, and that was loud at the time. Tough to go to, even in Vegas after a few drinks at night, tough really to go to sleep when you're hearing that. It takes a little while. But my wife's cousin puts Moose to shame. Like, we hear her in the next room. Sometimes it just stays over. Right through the wall. Like, you hear it through the wall in the other room. I'm like, what the hell is that? Thinking it's an earthquake, or maybe, I don't know, a bear or a raccoon, whatever. No, it's my wife's cousin. Anyway, so I think the right thing to do is probably not say anything, but it is very frustrating.
Well, you could say something the next day.
Like, I know, but then I'm losing sleep. Like, I got to be fresh here.
Yeah, okay, but you can suffer for one day. Otherwise, it's going to be both of you going at it real cranky.
If we ever have a BT and Sal road trip, you're staying with BT. You'll be rooming with him due to your loud snoring.
Okay, all right. Where's Dove staying?
By the way, how many rooms do you have in your house?
I have no idea. But I know enough to have her cousin stay in one of them that's kind of next to the bedroom.
What I'm saying is, if she's snoring that you can't sleep...
Yeah, just go in the other room?
Correct. And if she asks you, hey, Sal, what happened? Say, I didn't want to wake you.
I know, but the comfy pillows and the blankets and the sound machine and the fan, that's all in the bedroom, in the main bedroom. So now I got to go on the road.
And also the snoring's in the bedroom.
Okay, fair enough. But I don't want to go on a road trip in my own house here. I want to sleep. I don't want to go in the guest room. Where it's fine, but it's not, not the comfort. Maybe what I need to do is set up the guest room a little bit better, and then it's not, her snoring is not that bad. But put it this way, it was noticeable enough that I turned over, grabbed my phone, and made a note that this was going to be a 3RQ today the other day. So that's,
Well, let's put it this way. If you have a sound machine on and her volume is over the sound machine, then it's a problem.
Yeah. It's not awful, but it's enough to be a mild annoyance. All right, number two. Is it better to get nominated for an award or and lose or not get nominated at all?
I'd prefer not getting nominated at all.
Yeah.
I
think so, too. I have been, you know, not that I want to get into this, but I have been nominated for an Emmy at SNYS for Baseball Night in New York. That's what happens in TV. And a lot of the people, that, now the producers really put in the hard work. I do nothing. I just, you know, go there and have some fun. But it's cool to get nominated. However, and they're like, oh, cool, congrats on the nomination. However, I've been getting beat 2 years in a row by Bill freaking Pito and MSG 2 years in a row. Like, at first it was like, oh, my God, I'm nominated for an Emmy? This is like the coolest thing ever. And then you lose to Bill Pito and it's like, oh, man. It was a reminder of I'm not that good. I'm just a talk show host. Then I get nominated a second time. Now I'm thinking, hey, maybe this is going to be my chance. I'm going to take this thing home this time. And then I lose again to Bill Pito. And now it's at a point where I don't even want to get nominated. I can't stand another loss, let alone to Bill freaking Pito again. Nice guy, but come on. Three in a row? I mean, if you watch Baseball Night in New York, we do a great show. So I'm excited to be nominated, but I can't stand the loss. I'd rather have not been nominated at all, not getting my hopes up for a potential win.
So are you saying you're more like a Tanya Harding to the Nancy Kerrigan?
I'm like the Raquel Welch, I guess, right? Wasn't she one who never won an Oscar or something like that? Like, yeah, nominated. It's like you're good, but not good enough.
Yeah, but think about this, right? Like, now, first of all, you do have one. You've won already. So it's not like you never...
Yeah, but that one was like more... It just wasn't... You know,
but think about this, like Leonardo DiCaprio, how long did it take for him to win,
yeah,
you know, Academy Award or an Oscar, whatever it is, you know, like think about that.
Man, some, who did he lose to? Losing to Bill Pito.
Yeah, but he might have lost to like, what's the guy, the character actor, I can't remember his name, Daniel Lee Jones or something like that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Louis Lewis, Daniel
Lee.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, and those guys are stiffs. They just like, people just like to kiss ass in the Academy Awards.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Bill Pito's very good at what he does. I'm saying like, to beat me twice in a row? And now maybe a third time? Come on. What am I going to do? The SNY 150? I mean, come on. But they're all excited. I was telling the guys, hey, don't even tell. Like, I don't even want to be in them getting texts. Congratulations. You were nominated. And the award show, by the way, it will be unveiled while we're on the air September 16th, which happens to be my birthday. Maybe a little good luck here. You know, I don't get into that either, Hoff, but it is on my birthday. I don't know. Maybe I do the show from the Emmys or what, but I kind of want to be there if I'm going to win, no? What if I win and I'm not there?
Let me ask you a question now. Who's your guest?
I don't know if I'm even allowed to have a guest.
Oh, okay. But definitely go then.
Who do you think it would be? My mother, of course. My wife snores too much. All right, last one for you. Thrill rides. Do you play or pass on thrill rides?
What do you mean, like roller coasters?
Yeah, like we were at the American Dream this weekend, and I went with, my wife and I went with another couple, and the other couple, like the dude, Matt, he's a real man. And he was going on all these things that go upside down and hang you from the top. And I'm like, whoa. And he's like, come on, man. Come on, roller coaster with me. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'll go on the kiddie rides with the kids. I'm not doing the roller coasters. I don't do those thrill rides that flip you upside down and inside out. I don't do that. Where do you stand on those?
20 years ago, Hoff, all in. Now, no chance.
Is it the weight limit thing?
No, because the weight was similar actually back then 20 years ago. No, it's just I get headaches, man. Like I can't take it anymore.
Dude, the American Dream, like you'd think Nickelodeon Park at American Dream, look, mostly for kids. No, they've got stuff for kids, of course. They've got real big boy adult freaking rides that even if I look at them, I get nauseous.
Motion sickness.
Yeah, I wish I was more of a man. Takes a man to admit when he's not a man. I wish I was more of like a tougher adult to be able to sack it up and go on, you know, one of these rides. I just can't do it. I don't want to be spinned upside down and all that stuff. And this guy Matt's on here, he's laughing his rear end off. I'm like, you psycho.
I used to go to attraction parks or whatever it was, where, and people would get off a ride, like the Gravitron and all these things, and people would throw up right after.
Yeah.
That's how I feel going on like the Dixie Cups with my kids. I feel like going after that, like I'm gonna throw up. I don't want to do that.
You ever do Tower of Terror?
Yeah, I can't take it.
Yeah, I did that once and I couldn't walk for like 10 minutes afterward. And I think that led to the inevitable breakup with my ex girlfriend. She didn't think I was man enough because I couldn't stand it. And then we did one of the roller coasters. I don't know if it was the Elf roller coaster, whatever. It was like I can't do this. Backwards, up, down, the drops. No, thank you. I'll sit this one out and stand by and watch.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.